The most effective way to maintain a positive attitude during cancer treatment. A journey through the chemotherapy fog. Chemotherapy can cause a variety of negative effects. One of the most prominent adverse effects is what many refer to as brain fog. Chemotherapy generates a sense of emptiness, broadness, and lack of focus, which is one of the most difficult elements to overcome. Yes, this is a common side effect of chemotherapy. You may feel lost and empty at times, and virtually daily, you are reminded that you are receiving significant therapy. It began for me 3 weeks into a new regimen designed to combat bone marrow malignancy. What is brain fog and why does it occur? When you are undergoing chemotherapy, you will have nausea, particularly at the start and conclusion of sessions. Numerous people experience anxiety or depression, or feel as though the world is passing them by. This can occur as a result of your mind being consumed by anxiety, fear, and tension, or as a result of recent major surgery or numerous days of chemotherapy treatment. When you are getting serious medical treatment, your mental state can shift rapidly, and much more rapidly when you are through chemotherapy. Individuals diagnosed with a new type of cancer frequently report symptoms such as skin responses, similar to what occurs in immunocompromised cancer patients. Suggestions for maintaining mental acuity while undergoing chemotherapy. The following techniques were extremely beneficial in establishing a sense of balance that kept me focused, motivated, and hopeful. Maintain a gratitude notebook. If you do not already have one, make one immediately. This easy activity teaches you to appreciate the good things in your life and makes you aware of how fortunate you are. This journal was a lifesaver for me. This activity prompted me to consider what I did have to be grateful for rather than dwelling on the adverse impacts affecting my quality of life. Be kind with yourself. Regardless of how difficult things are, you are not alone. If you find yourself alone or feel abandoned by others around you, look after yourself. Utilizing the positive power of optimism during cancer treatment. As you can guess, having a significant portion of your cognitive function removed makes it difficult to communicate with others, to recall fundamental activities, and, of course, to maintain a happy attitude. I've traveled a long road during the last few years of dealing with this ailment. I've attempted a variety of various techniques to managing it. I wanted to share some of my finest recommendations for developing the strength to endure. This may not be true for everyone undergoing chemotherapy, but I have discovered that my success in regaining my mental health and achieving a far higher quality of life enables me to accomplish anything. Positivity is not about becoming unflinchingly optimistic. Why is it critical to be optimistic? Due to the circumstances, I was determined not to make this an unpleasant experience. I knew it would be a long, emotional, and difficult journey, but I wanted to remain optimistic. How could I maintain my optimism while undergoing some pretty critical treatment? The agony, the needles, the side effects, the chemo itself, the isolation, the extreme weariness, the restricted time with family and friends, and other unpleasant events that occur on a daily basis were not enough to convince me to succumb to the brain fog. I needed to be proactive in order to maintain my optimism. Along with the fog, certain side effects may result in cognitive and memory impairment. These are even more difficult to cope with, as I am all too aware. How to maintain a happy attitude throughout chemo. There are several blogs, Facebook postings, and articles dedicated to cancer survival, and this one is no exception. However, those articles and blogs are available if you search for them. I had no idea how to maintain a positive attitude throughout my battle with cancer. You've read numerous amusing quotes about how life can change in a second, or even an hour. Occasionally, I could empathize, and occasionally, I read and wondered if the writer had actually experienced the trauma depicted. That is the nature of cancer. Everything is unpredictable and uncertain. Nobody can predict what the coming day, week, or even month will bring. Cancer impacts every element of your life, and it's exceedingly difficult to have a happy attitude when your life is altered by the cancer. Conclusion. There are other additional adverse effects that you are unlikely to hear about, or at the at least be made aware of, during chemotherapy, treatment, or even in the months following. For many of us, we are aware that the harshest side effects are frequently reserved for those who are witnessing their loved ones or friends suffer. It's something we frequently avoid sharing with people who are going through it, owing to the stigma associated with such an experience. When someone we know is going through it, we want to assist them in any way we can, since we understand how difficult the experience is for them as much as for us. As a result, we listen to them, give them hugs, and attempt to make them laugh so they understand we are all on this trip together. Maintaining a positive attitude amid difficult moments can be a life changer. By remaining positive, we give others the knowledge that they also can overcome the obstacles that life presents to them. Seeing how others reacted to my positive nature gave me the courage to speak out and the ability to have others voice their support in my quest to heal. You too can cause a significant shift in a relationship simply by being honest about the road you travel. Others will be attracted to your story and will learn for themselves how to conduct their lives in the support of another. Until our next visit, I wish you continued success in your battle. The knowledge that having a positive attitude not only helps others but also helps your struggle against the odds. You can overcome side effects, live a better life, and use your time to help others in their battle of a lifetime.